Stanbic. You just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Government recruits 3,205 health workers. Mining firms commended for aligning with local content regulation. In global news, oil prices rise as concerns grow over fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Good afternoon. My name is Constance Mazina Minga with the Phoenix FM main news. The details. The Civil Service Commission has successfully concluded the recruitment exercise for health workers with a total of 3,205 health workers recruited. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Commission Chairperson Dr. Dulwe Beyani disclosed that the names of the successful candidates will be published tomorrow in the Zambia Daily Mail and Times of Zambia newspapers. Dr. Beyani explained that 2,149 promotions and transfers were effected, facilitating 2,205 first-time appointments into the civil service, while 1,000 positions arose from natural attrition, including retirements, resignations, secondments, and deaths. He said all successful candidates are required to collect their appointment letters in person and should present their national registration cards at designated provincial centers from April 20th to 30th, 2026. Dr. Beyani said that failure to report to the workstation within the stipulated period without prior notification will be considered a decline of the appointment.
The commission has made 2,149 promotions and transfer. This has resulted in the recruitment of 2,205 first-time appointments into the service. Additionally, 1,000 appointments have been made arising from natural attrition. This brings the total number of those recruited in this particular exercise to 3,205, broken down as follows. Medical doctor, 240. Nurses, 997. Registered midwifery nurses, 194. Clinical officers, 390. Environmental health, 138. Laboratory staff, 140.
Government has announced plans to upgrade the Kawe Ngawe Road to bituminous standard, a move expected to unlock economic potential in Central Province. Speaking when he checked on progress of the ongoing road rehabilitation works in Kawe this morning, Central Province Permanent Secretary Miuna Mwanakampwe said the road will unlock economic potential in Central Province as it interconnects the country and will reduce transit time for cargo from Northwestern to Copper Belt. Dr. Mwanakampwe said the road is a promise kept, adding that the President, Hakainde Hichilema, wants the road to benefit the people of Kawe, Ngawe, Kapirimposhi, and other provinces. He has since urged the contractor to ensure the project is completed as soon as possible.
This road interconnects this country. I think maybe that's the issue that people don't understand. Once you open Kawe Ngawe into Kasempa, you have simply opened the whole country, because the cargo that comes from Northwestern into Copper Belt stops coming through Copper Belt, now begins to come through Central Province straight from Northwestern, and the passage time, the transit time, gets to be reduced. You get into Lusaka, you get into Kabwe. Instead of spending 9 hours, within 5 hours, you are now in Lusaka, you are almost everywhere where you want. So that's how important this road is. And we cannot overemphasize the importance of this road. So when we tell our people, we have promised our people that we are turning this road into bituminous road, let it be as we have promised our people. And I think that's my insistence, really.
And Ngawe District Commissioner Stanley Mwenda Chabe said the upgrade is expected to have a ripple effect on the local economy, with business expected to flourish as a result of improved accessibility.
It has been difficult for our farmers to bring their produce to the market. It has been very, very difficult because the road became impassable, especially around the Chimanimani and this stretch. You would find the trucks stuck for days and nothing was able to move. But now, after these spot improvement efforts.
Meanwhile, a local resident, Francis McCoffey, has thanked government for addressing the state of the road and that the distance covered to travel to Kawe will be shortened. Business development and marketing consultant James Joala has commended mining companies that have already taken steps to align with statutory instrument SI number 61 of 2025, aimed at strengthening local content participation in Zambia's mining sector. Mr. Chuala says as government commences the implementation of the SI, it is important that mining firms start aligning with new requirements through supplier development initiatives. He has cited Kansanshi Mining PLC as one such mining firm that has introduced an accelerator program aimed at equipping local entrepreneurs with skills in business planning, record keeping, certification and market access, while Mopani Copper Mines has implemented programs focused on improving systems and processing among local suppliers. Mr. Chuala notes that the full implementation of the SI is expected to stimulate growth among small and medium enterprises while promoting industrial development.
This is a very commendable development happening at Kansanshi, and indeed even Mopani Copper Mines. We are aware that Mopani Copper Mines have actually started the supply development program in partnership with the United National Development Program, UNDP. That again is enhancing the skills of our local suppliers, improving processes, systems. And one thing we need to applaud Mopani is that they have incorporated women in their value chain, and they have what they are calling Women in Mining, which is a great initiative where again they are supporting local women suppliers through these same supply development programs.
A total of 10,690 tourists visited the Victoria Falls Zambian site during the 2026 Easter holiday period, marking an 18.5% increase from the 9,018 recorded in 2025. According to official figures from the National Heritage Conservation Commission, the growth was largely driven by a notable increase in domestic tourism. The number of Zambian adult visitors rose from 6,054 in 2025 to 8,138 in 2026, a 34.4% increase, a trend reflecting a growing appreciation among citizens for one of the country's most iconic natural attractions. And commenting on this development, Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Mahanga said that the increase in visitation to the Victoria Falls during the Easter period is highly encouraging, particularly the strong participation by Zambian travelers. Mr. Muhanga said this demonstrates a growing appreciation of Zambia's rich tourism offerings and